Hey, what's up, everybody? My name's MJ, and you're listening to the MTG in Quarantine podcast. As usual, before we begin, I'd like to give a quick shout out to my local game store, Guardian Games. You can find Guardian Games on the web at ggportland.com. I'd also like to utilize this opportunity to give a huge shout out and thank you to all the awesome people who supported me over at patreon.com/MTGinQuarantine. So huge round of thank yous to Mr. Big Benz, Anomaly, Nick S, Frugal Brutal, Jen of the Filthy MTG Casuals, Coach J-Ro, Geek Beardly, and Scoop Phase for supporting the show. If you'd like to help support the show and help me make more awesome content, head on over to patreon.com/MTGinQuarantine for more information. Anyway, Command Fest Bellevue happened a couple weeks ago in Bellevue, Washington. And honestly, if you haven't heard me say this before, it was an absolutely amazing event. 3 days of Commander with friends. I got to cosplay. Totally an amazing event. I would drop at the drop of a hat, just go and do it again. It was a lot of fun. And obviously, I love these sorts of episodes. I was able to get some of my existing and new friends from the Command Fest Bellevue event to provide some quick testimonials as to what their favorite moment was from Command Fest Bellevue. So without further ado, I would like to present those episodes to you. Enjoy!
How's it going, everyone? I'm Dad Robot with Commander Quantified. My favorite moment of Command Fest was a game that I played with Joey Schultz from EDHREC. By far, Reanimator is my favorite strategy, and I love swinging in with beautiful, monstrous creatures at low, low prices. So I played my homebrew Kessa Dissident Mage Reanimator deck. I had tutored for a Rakdos Charm, and it had ended up in my graveyard. Joey very pointedly asked me if I was going to use it on him. And I responded, in the veiled truth of politics, that I wouldn't use Rakdos Charm on his graveyard. He must have seen something was up, so he targeted my spellful graveyard with his Bojuka Bog. Oof. The very next turn, I opened with, well, my fellow Reanimator player, I'm just gonna have to hit you with my Bojuka Bog. We had a great laugh. It was a moment I'll never forget. Command Fest was a blast.
Command Fest Bellevue thoughts. Best moments slash memories would honestly have to say, I would say seeing MTG in Quarantine here getting a Gota win turn one before Alan, a mental misplay, could even get a turn. That's the first time I've ever seen that happen in person. And also just jamming games here with MTG in Quarantine, as well as winning the giant door prize of the Horror Pirate Captain, because that was amazing. I've never been to a Magic event before, and I definitely hope to go to more, because I had a ton of fun.
Hey, this is Lenny from the Scrap Trawlers, here to tell you about my favorite moment from Command Fest Bellevue, and there were quite a few to choose from. But I'm going to go with the moment when I was talking to a friend and I was interrupted by somebody else in the middle of their game who asked if I was Lenny Woolley. I told them yes, I was, and this person told me they were a huge fan of my deck building and asked me to sign their copy of Athreos, God of Passage. That was a big deal to me. I feel like I'm fairly well-loved, at least online in the community. So it was a surprise to have somebody just kind of find me in person at that event who I didn't know previously to just tell me that and ask me that. So that's definitely my favorite moment.
What is up, y'all? My name is Tyler from the YouTube channel Partners with MTG, coming at you with my favorite memory from Command Fest Bellevue. It was my first Command Fest. I was super excited and the whole thing was great, but if I have to pick a single memory, I think just as cheesy as it is, especially for whose channel this is on, I think I have to go with meeting both Giraffinat as well as MTG in Quarantine, like in person, getting to sit down, talk with them, play games. It was so cool to finally be able to see these people that I consider friends and who I've talked to over the internet, and I can't wait for more events to be able to do this. Peace.
Hi, this is Jen with the Filthy MTG Casuals. For me, my most memorable moment from Bellevue Command Fest was just being able to meet those that we had made a connection with over Twitter. It was being able to get in games with those that we had never been able to get in-person games in with. It was also the new friends we met. We met a lot of new people, made some great friends, great connections, and it was the personable experience. That's what it was for me. It was the people. That's what I got. What about you, Donnie?
You know, I mean, I just want to say that as a event coordinator, Pastimes really just kind of blew us away. It just, the reception that we got, the fact that for whatever reason my wife decided to turn me into a meme, and then, you know, Pastimes got a hold of it, and I guess Wizards got a hold of it, and everybody had a grand old time over it. So yeah, I mean, it was just Pastimes really did a really good job. And Candace, yeah, thanks for the ampersand cards. That was kind of next level.
Hi, MJ. Hi, everybody. It's Bobby Christine. My favorite part of Command Fest Bellevue was definitely the sparkly Birds of Paradise table that was in the middle of the venue. It was very cute and stand out, and the Birds of Paradise were raising some funds for Trans Lifeline, but across the venue, it was a sea of tables, but those tables were all covered in a black tablecloth, except for the one single table in the center of the venue that the Birds of Paradise were at, and I just really enjoyed how that table was so sparkly and stood out amongst the rest.
Welcome back. So I hope you really enjoyed these awesome memories from Command Fest Bellevue 2022. And obviously, last but not least, that leaves its time for me. So I had a lot of thought about what my favorite moment was from Command Fest Bellevue. There were just so many stories, so many cool things I could talk about. Again, an honorable mention here does go to me picking up a turn one win. Yes, you heard that right. Turn one win with my Goto Bandit Warlord CEDH deck against Alan, a mental misplay on day two of the event. But again, I think my favorite, absolute favorite memory of that weekend was honestly just being able to gather again for a Magic event. Obviously, it might sound cliche at this point. Conventions have been going on for some time. But just being able to have 3 days hanging out with friends I've made over the last couple of years, making new friends of people I've interacted with on Twitter, but hadn't really interacted with too much on a one-to-one basis, and then also making brand new friends who I'd never met at all, at the hall right there. That was honestly amazing. And then really the best part of it was probably the cosplay gathering on Saturday night there. I know that I mentioned this in my episode with Draffanat last week, and honestly, being a cosplayer at the event was just such an amazing experience. It wasn't my first time taking the costume to a convention, but I really think this is honestly the best time I've ever had at a con. The fact that I was able to be in costume and play Magic just all weekend and really feel like I was, you know, feeding off the energy of the game and the story and the lore and all that just by dressing my Tireless Tracker costume. I think, honestly, that was the best experience there, getting all the pictures with my fellow awesome cosplayer friends, and as well as just, you know, being able to share a stage with everybody who understands exactly what that kind of experience is like, you know, building a costume and being inspired, honestly, to build a costume. And then, obviously, having the wherewithal to wear that throughout the day. Because, again, it's really hard to wear a cosplay costume throughout the entire day. And so the fact that we are able to get some amazing photos and then also just get some great other photos with great people was amazing, and I'm never gonna forget this event. And hopefully, it's a harbinger of things to come. Hopefully, there will be more conventions, and I really hope that I'll be able to make a whole lot more memories at conventions like this going forward. So yeah, that really is my favorite moment of Command Fest Bellevue 2022. Thank you so much for taking a listen here. If you're interested in checking out any of the podcast episodes on the MTG in Quarantine podcast, you can find us on the usual podcast outlets, as your Googles, Apple, Spotify, Player FM, Rocket Cast, Pocket Casts, MTG Cast, Overcast, Podcast Addict, and a million more. I never remember all of them, but if it's a major podcast outlet, you can probably find me on there. You can also find me on Twitter at MTG in Quarantine. I'd like to utilize this opportunity again to give another huge shout out and thank you to all the awesome people who support me over at patreon.com/mtgquarantine. So another huge round of thank yous to Mr. Big Benz, Anomaly, Nick S, Frugal Brutal, Jen of the Filthy MTG Casuals, Coach J-Ro, Geek Beardly, and Scoop Fizz for supporting the show. If you'd like to help support the show and help me make more awesome content, head on over to patreon.com/mtgquarantine for more information. And I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode of the MTG in Quarantine podcast. My name's MJ. Have a great rest of your day, everybody.